Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, where we're joined by Sierra Fox from Fox 5 DC. She was one of the first on the scene at Reagan National last night as the disaster unfolded. I don't believe she slept all night. Sierra, thanks for taking some time. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really wish this was under better circumstances.
Yeah, us too.
Sierra, where were you when you got the news, and then how quickly were you on the scene?
Yeah, well, as you know, as a journalist here in Washington, D.C., you never know what you're walking into each and every day. So I was actually working on a story about a woman who was robbed in Silver Spring, Maryland, when my executive producer called me around 9:45 and told me to get over to Reagan National Airport as soon as I could. And as we were driving there, it was actually pretty easy, not too much traffic. But then all of a sudden, I started seeing so many flashing blue lights, the most I've probably ever seen in my entire life, specifically as we started to pass by Gravelly Point Park, where a lot of people go to watch planes pass overhead.
Yeah, I've done that before. Closer, it's cool. Yeah.
Exactly. If people enjoy doing that. And as we got closer to the airport, it was just very hard to navigate and huge law enforcement presence. And when I went inside, you know, usually an airport is hustling and bustling, but it was a ghost town, completely empty, besides a few law enforcement officers, and then the media presence was overwhelming.
Yeah, I would think the scene inside the airport would be chaotic. Had they just evacuated a lot of people once the incident occurred? Like, why was it so desolate inside when you got there?
Exactly. When I arrived, they had already stopped all flights that were coming in and potentially departing from the airport. So no one was arriving or leaving DCA. Now, I did speak with one woman. There were a couple stragglers, unfortunately, people who maybe didn't have access to leave early. And one person I spoke with actually just decided to arrive for flight very, very early. I think it wasn't until the morning, and she got there hours and hours ahead of time. But it was just, when I told her what happened and what was going on and she figured out she may be stuck there, she was just shocked. Her jaw dropped.
Right. How many, I don't know if you did, but I assume maybe you saw some family members kind of lingering around or friends to pick up people. Were there many of those? We saw the one guy that was kind of on social media waiting for his wife. Were there others?
Yeah, so we do know there's a family reunification center at Terminal 1, which is where they're holding the press conferences. And if I may, I'll just kind of recap what I know so far about this incident. So we know that there is an investigation underway by the National Transportation Safety Board into how and why this midair collision happened over the Potomac River. This tragic incident happened just before 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January 29th, so yesterday. It was an American Airlines commercial flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas, trying to land at DCA, but ended up crashing with a military helicopter, which had three soldiers on board. It appears the Army was doing some sort of training, but we're still waiting to confirm the exact mission. We know that there were 60 passengers on the plane, including four crew members. Fox 5 did get a statement from U.S. Figure Skating confirming some of those people on board were athletes and coaches returning home from the National Development Camp held in conjunction with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Wichita, Kansas. So it's absolutely sad. Right now I'm actually looking at MedStar Capital's Iceplex, and just knowing that so many young lives may have been lost is devastating. And I just received an update from D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly, who did confirm there are no expected survivors. So this is switching from a rescue to recovery operation. So far, 27 bodies from the plane have been found, one body from the helicopter. Obviously, this is not the outcome many were hoping for. And I'm posting all these details on my account at the Sierra Fox, if anyone wants to read all the latest press conference notes there.
Well, Sierra, we appreciate the time. We know you've had a long night. Hopefully you can get a little bit of rest. Sure you'll be busy with the details.
Are you back home now? Are you back home now, or are you still out there at the airport?
I am, yes. I am home, but being a newsie, you know, once there's breaking news, you kind of can't keep your mind and yourself away from it. So I just want to stay up to date with the latest and make sure I provide those updates. And again, I live not too far from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, where I know a lot of people are heartbroken because they know some of those people who are on the plane. So I'm sure I'll be speaking with people there shortly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sierra, we appreciate the coverage and the hustle getting out there so quickly. I know it's a tough situation for everybody involved, but you're doing a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sierra.
Thank you both.
Yep.
All right.
That's,
thank you.
Sierra Fox at the Sierra Fox on Twitter, if you want to give her a follow.
I mean, it's exhausting for the news people that have to cover it, right? I mean, we do a four-hour show, and then we can kind of go home and then try to, you know, process and go on with our day a little bit. But when you're in the news business, you know, you got to be on call. You got to go out there. You got to be overnight.
You're doing live shots.
Yeah. You know.
And I know it's part of her job and every other reporter's job, but to go and, like, interview survivors, you know, like parents or, you know, right. kids yeah, of people who's parents died on the plane, like, that's just gut-wrenching.
That reporter asked to brutal. See the cell phone. I couldn't do
I
that.
Couldn't like,
that.
Yeah,
that. I couldn't like, do that.
That was wild.
That's a bridge too
that's
far.
That is like, wild.
If I had to do my job,
yeah,
I can ask the questions maybe, but I'm not going to say, can I see the last message you've changed?
It just seems like too invasive and too fresh. You know, like it just happened like an hour ago.
I mean, you kind of have to. In this day and age, when
part of the job.
Also a lot of people, you know, stolen valor, faking stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to confirm it. Yeah, kind of have to fact check it and confirm it.
I guess I could see that as being the reason, but still seems kind of ghoulish, but I guess that's just part of the gig. It's part of what you sign up for as a reporter.
I mean, it's devastating that anybody's, you know, passing away in this, but I mean, the fact that there were figure skaters, I mean,
well, just some kids.
Yeah, they could have been 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, it's just awful.
I'm sure they were. They were juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drabby had like a Facebook photo of a bunch of them training.
Drab's going through like the photos of one of the figure skaters, and they're like their Instagram. They have them like wheels up with the wings going like Wichita to DCA.
Yeah, it's too much for me. I can't process all that. I gotta punch out.
Has all the figure skaters together. Looks like they're having a great time at like some competition.
I'm sure they did. It's too much.
It's brutal.
I just don't
even want to see the photos.
Yeah, I just have to act like that's not even a thing.
You've said you think about death every day. Cakes is a little bit
times
that
a day.
Way.
Yeah, okay. Not every day. 100 times a day.
I've never been that type. I try and focus on the positive. But this week with Pete Medhurst's funeral, a guy who was born the same year as us.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, and then this, it's like, man.
Well, not only that.
Well, welcome to Cakes and I's brain.
Another local radio guy who was our age passed away over the weekend. Works for a competitor. He just passed away.
I don't know. I saw that story.
Wes Johnson, we talked about him, the Caps PA guy, was fighting for his life in ICU, but it sounds like he's improving.
Oh, is that true?
Which is good. Like, he's
that
talking,
didn't sound good the other
he's
day.
He's talking, which is good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's been a really rough week and a half. It's been tough, and this is obviously a disaster of great magnitude.
Wonder how many people that were driving on that. I don't know what bridge is closest to where the accident was, but you know, all those people driving there last night.
Right. Did that pretty bridge, that new video. Like kind of pretty bridge that lights up at night? You know that one? It's like kind of cool, huh?
The white one.
It's kind of cool. It's a new one, right over there by Audi's. The one that goes into Anacostia.
Yeah.
I think it's called Douglas.
It's a cool bridge.
I mean, I wonder how many people saw that.
I saw somebody has like a dash cam with a different angle that was, I think, approaching that bridge that you're talking about.
Right. I bet as the days progress, you're going to see more and more angles of it.
Sure.
Probably a lot closer than you care to see.
Yeah.
Like I say, a catastrophe for the families. Unimaginable. And then for all the rest of us, it's nightmare fuel. Right. It's just another thing to worry about. Are you worried?
You're going to be looking for helicopters the next time you take off.
You're going to be look. I mean, you kind of do look around, but you're used to like having mishaps like taking off or like literally maybe you land and then you roll into somebody or something. You don't really think 400 feet above you're going to get hit a freaking plane.
I was just on a plane to LA. You guys know this. Maybe it's a bury my head in the sand thing. Now,
well, you definitely bury your head in the sand.
I'm often asleep before takeoff.
Right. That's a luxury you have. I don't have the same luxury.
It's a obnoxious flex by you. Because most of us.
Not a flex.
No, it is. Most of us are miserable.
Yeah, most of us are white knuckled on the plane.
It's not even being white knuckled. It's uncomfortable. I don't know how you could sit there and just doze off within 5 minutes. It's an amazing gift. It's a gift from God.
The worst part about this incident is that they were literally 5 to 10 seconds from landing.
Mm-hmm.
They were that close to be just wheels down, safe, cell phone pops on, you're able to take your seat off, taxi to the terminal.
I don't know if that really matters. Does it matter if it happened 3 minutes before?
It just
well,
sucks.
You're, just, you're at the finish
you're
line.
You're within sight of the airport. Yeah. Like the airport is right there.
People
like
are already thinking about.
You're looking out your window. You're like, oh, there's the Capitol.
Thinking about getting
there's,
home.
Yeah, there's the monument.
I got to figure out, am I going to be able to get my rental car?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where's baggage claim?
People are already thinking about, what time am I going to get to bed? You know?
Is so-and-so stuck in traffic going to be able to pick me up from the airport?
When you're 300 feet off the ground, you're chalking it up as a safe landing. At least I am. I have.
Now you're not going to do that anymore.
I mean, it's going to make me think twice.
No, I'm not going to think about being safe until I'm off the plane, because you could be a Gonzaga thing where you're on the tarmac and then another plane runs into you.
That's definitely true. There's a million things
basically
to worry
you feel
about.
Safe when you're in the terminal.
Yeah.
You're walking off with your bag and you're in the freaking terminal.
But then when you want to try to balance it out, because you can just obsess on the negative, which I do. But then I try to balance it out and go, there's 9 million flights a day. Like, literally. You know,
and it's been 16 years.
The percentages.
I mean, it's a million of them. And so you just got to just chill.
It hits harder because it happened, like, right down the street.
Yeah.
From an airport that we've all flown out of multiple times. Flown in and out of dozens, if not 100 times over the years.
I'm pretty much
going to
nix that airport.
28,000 flights a day in America.
There anyway.
It's terrible to get
like
in and out. I hate the parking.
Dulles is easier.
This seems extreme.
I'm a BWI guy.
This seems very extreme.
Dulles is 3 minutes from my house.
What would happen? What would the repercussions be if just closed Reagan National? Said, you know what? It's too dangerous. It's too much congestion.
They're not going to do it.
What if they just said, sorry, this is no longer a viable airport. It's too dangerous.
Well, BWI and Dulles would just get that much more crowded and busier.
Maybe they should make it just so Congress people can use it. You know what I mean? Or
I mean, Reagan's got to have some of the shortest. I think it's got some of the shortest runways. It's got to be one of the smaller airports in the country.
I would assume, yeah.
Jason's friend said he loves flying into Reagan.
Because it's fun. It's actually something to do.
It's a challenge.
It tests him.
Yeah.
I don't want my pilot to be tested on the takeoffs and landings. I want it to be smooth sailing.
Right.
I want him to look at the runway and say, that's the longest runway I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know, but pilots, smooth sailing is boring for them.
I like it boring.
Is. My buddy, I'm telling you.
When it comes to flying, boring is my, that is my number one seed.
Yeah, of course,
a nice,
for us.
Boring flight.
Of course.
My buddy says he gets paid to drink coffee.
It's
that's
a great
all
guy.
You do.
That's
you walk
called,
on the
that's
plane,
called the dream
make sure
game.
And then you just drink coffee and the plane flies itself.
Even Jason Spratt said his biggest worry is getting to the airport on time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, they don't even think about stuff like this.
You have to focus on things. But like a guy like Cakes and I, not JP, who has this weird ability to think he's invincible.
it's not true.
You think about all the possibilities, then you try to balance it out with the positives, but then the possibilities go back out, and then you balance it out with the... It's a war right. in your brain.
It's a back and forth at all times.
Yeah.
All right, thanks again to Sierra Fox for joining us. She's at the Sierra Fox on Twitter, her latest update from just about under an hour ago. 27 bodies from the plane have been found. One from the helicopter from the collision last night around 9 p.m. Right outside of D.C. Reagan National Airport. We're the Junks on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.